Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Mamre by Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Chulin, Daf Samech Dal, the third parak El Treifas. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa permits purchasing eggs from idolaters, but Shmuel's father clarified that the idolater must have identified which kosher bird they're from. The Gemara asks that the buyer should simply examine the eggs because the braisa details the size of kosher eggs. Kosher koderes balgugolos, any egg which is spherical and round. Rosha echad kad, rosha echad chad. With one of its ends rounded and one of its ends tapered, is kosher. But if both ends were rounded or both were tapered, it's not kosher. Chabon b'bechutz v'chabon b'befnim. If the white is on the outside and the yolk on the inside, it's kosher, but the reverse is not kosher. If the yolk and white are mu'uravin zeh b'zeh, mixed together, it's certainly the egg of a sheretz. Why then should a purchaser require the idolater's testimony? Rabbi Zera eventually concludes, simanim lav deraisa, the signs of kosher eggs are not biblically reliable. The usefulness of these simanim is that if both ends are rounded or tapered, the eggs are prohibited, even if the idolater claims they came from a kosher bird. But if one end is rounded and the other tapered, one may rely on the idolater's testimony that it came from a specific kosher bird. Pointing to earlier, the Gemara suggested that the reason one buying eggs from an idolater required his testimony and could not examine the shape of the eggs himself was because they were chatukos, cut open, and their shape could not be determined. The Gemara said, even so, livdok b'chelmon b'chelmon, let him examine the yolk and the white, whose relative positions can also demonstrate the egg's kashrus. It answers betruvas b'ka'ara, the cases where the eggs were beaten in a dish and their original positions cannot be determined. To this, the Gemara objects that such eggs may not be purchased from an idolater altogether. As the Braisa states, ein mochrin beis treifa lovid kochavim. One may not sell the egg of a treifa bird to an idolater, who may in turn sell it to a Jew, elim ken truva bakara, unless it's beaten in a dish where no Jew will purchase the egg from an idolater. Lafikach ein lochim mehem beisim trufas bakara. Therefore, we may not purchase from the eggs beaten in a dish, since they may be from a treifa bird. And point number three was taught in a braisa that geuli beitzim mutaros, flavors which exude from non-kosher eggs are permitted, meaning kosher eggs which were cooked together with non-kosher eggs do not become prohibited on account of forbidden flavor imparted to the kosher eggs. Unfertilized eggs may be eaten by one who is not squeamish, even if a hen sat on them for many days. Nimsalea korat dam, if a blood spot was found on a fertilized egg, zorak is a dam ba'ochlas ashar. He may throw away the blood and eat the rest of the egg. Rabbi Yirmiyah says this only applies where the blood spot was found on the kesher, the attachment of the egg, meaning where the rooster's sperm attaches to the egg and the embryo begins to form. If the blood spot is found there, we assume the embryo had only begun to form and did not spread to other parts of the egg, so the rest of the egg remains permitted. A braisa teaches that it's only permitted if the blood spot was found in the white of the egg. But if it was found in the yolk, the entire egg is forbidden, the shaltichu b'chua, because the corruption is suspected to have spread through the entire egg. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa permits purchasing eggs from idolaters, but Shmuel's father clarified that the idolater must have identified which kosher bird they're from. The Gemara asks that the buyer should simply examine the eggs because the braisa details the size of kosher eggs. Kosher koderes balgugolos, any egg which is spherical and round. Rosha echad kad, rosha echad chad. With one of its ends rounded and one of its ends tapered, is kosher. But if both ends were rounded or both were tapered, it's not kosher. Chabon b'bechutz v'chabon b'befnim. If the white is on the outside and the yolk on the inside, it's kosher, but the reverse is not kosher. If the yolk and white are mu'uravin zeh b'zeh, mixed together, it's certainly the egg of a sheretz. Why then should a purchaser require the idolater's testimony? Rabbi Zera eventually concludes, simanim lav deraisa, the signs of kosher eggs are not biblically reliable. The usefulness of these simanim is that if both ends are rounded or tapered, the eggs are prohibited, even if the idolater claims they came from a kosher bird. But if one end is rounded and the other tapered, one may rely on the idolater's testimony that it came from a specific kosher bird. Pointing to earlier, the Gemara suggested that the reason one buying eggs from an idolater required his testimony and could not examine the shape of the eggs himself was because they were chatukos, cut open, and their shape could not be determined. The Gemara said, even so, livdok b'chelmon b'chelmon, let him examine the yolk and the white, whose relative positions can also demonstrate the egg's kashrus. It answers betruvas b'ka'ara, the cases where the eggs were beaten in a dish and their original positions cannot be determined. To this, the Gemara objects that such eggs may not be purchased from an idolater altogether. As the Braisa states, ein mochrin beis treifa lovid kochavim. One may not sell the egg of a treifa bird to an idolater, who may in turn sell it to a Jew, elim ken truva bakara, unless it's beaten in a dish where no Jew will purchase the egg from an idolater. Lafikach, ein lochim mehem beitzim trufos bakarat. Therefore, we may not purchase from the eggs beaten in a dish, since they may be from a tray of a bird. And point number three was taught in a braisa, ge'uli beitzim mutaros. Flavors which exude from non-kosher eggs are permitted, meaning kosher eggs which were cooked together with non-kosher eggs do not become prohibited on account of forbidden flavor imparted to the kosher eggs. Unfertilized eggs may be eaten by one who is not squeamish, even if a hen sat on them for many days. Nimsalea korat dam, if a blood spot was found on a fertilized egg, zorak is a dam ba'ochas ashar. He may throw away the blood and eat the rest of the egg. Rabbi Yirmiyah says this only applies where the blood spot was found on the kesher, the attachment of the egg, meaning where the rooster's sperm attaches to the egg and the embryo begins to form. If the blood spot is found there, we assume the embryo had only begun to form and did not spread to other parts of the egg, so the rest of the egg remains permitted. A braisa teaches that it's only permitted if the blood spot was found in the white of the egg. But if it was found in the yolk, the entire egg is forbidden, the shad tichla b'chula, because the corruption is suspected to have spread through the entire egg. Alright, so now we get our Siman Daf Samech Daled, and our standard Siman is Secret Agent. So here goes. When the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs, they must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, they moved on to use their talents to identify blood spots in eggs, and when they can throw away the blood and eat the rest. Once again, slow motion. When the secret agents, that must be more on Daf Samech Daled. When the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, which reminds us, a braisa permits purchasing eggs from idolaters, but Shmuel's father clarified that the idolater must have identified which kosher bird they're from. So when the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, which reminds us, one may not purchase eggs beaten in a dish from idolaters, since the simanim cannot be discerned. So when the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, they moved on to use their talents to identify blood spots in eggs, and when they can throw away the blood and eat the rest, which reminds us, if a blood spot was found on a fertilized egg, zorak is a dam ba'ochas ashar, he may throw away the blood and eat the rest of the egg. Yirmiyah says this only applies where the blood spot was found on the kesher, the attachment of the egg, meaning where the rooster's sperm attaches to the egg and the embryo begins to form. If the blood spot is found there, we assume the embryo had only begun to form and didn't spread to the other parts of the egg, so the rest of the egg remains permitted. So once again, when the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, they moved on to use their talents to identify blood spots in eggs, and when they can throw away the blood and eat the rest. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazara, Daf Samach. So the Siman Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The judges of the Maisa Bracious exhibit who placed smiley face stickers, that must be on Daf Samach. The judges at the Maisa Bracious exhibit, who placed smiley face stickers on the model Shore Par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Bracious Bo Kol Maisa Nivru exhibit, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said that the bull which Adam Rishon sacrificed had a single horn on his forehead because David HaMelech said his praises should be more pleasing to Kadosh Baruch Hu than the Shore Par, the bull sacrificed by Adam, which was fully grown, a par, at a day old, a shore, Makrin Mafris, horned and hooved. Although Makrin would imply two horns, it's written as Mekarin, implying a single horn. Rav Yeshua ben Levi stated, Kol Maisa Bracious Bo Kol Maisa Nivru'u, all works of creation were created with their full stature, according to their will, and according to their desire. So the judges of the Maisa Bracious exhibit, who placed smiley face stickers on the model Shore Par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Bracious Bo Kol Maisa Nivru'u exhibit, placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon, who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, which reminds us, the moon was diminished after protesting its being equal in size to the sun, and how Kodesh Baruch Hu placated the moon since the moon was correct. So the judges of the Maisa Bracious exhibit, who placed smiley face stickers on the model Shore Par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Bracious Bo Kol Maisa Nivru'u exhibit, placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon, who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, and were amused at the smiley face flowers in the exhibit that showed a Kodesh Baruch Hu waited to bring out the vegetation until Adam HaRishon Davin, which reminds us, the vegetation on the third day did not grow. Daf Samach Av. So the Siman Daf Samach Av is a saw. So here goes. The man using a chainsaw. That must be on Daf Samach Av. Saw. The man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds, which reminds us we discussed the four signs of kosher birds, an added toe, a crop, a gizzard, which can be peeled, and it doesn't claw and eat. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, which reminds us a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher as derived from the nesher. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, while a flock of tauren flew by in a formation of the word carbon, which reminds us, tauren were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon. Daf Samach Beis, so the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The captain of the Simani Ov submarine, that must be a Daf Samach Beis. The captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simen, and settled for those who knew how to identify an oreb, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, if one was a baki in identifying the pairs in Osnia, and all the birds which are also called by their names, which are included in their category, then a bird with only one simen of kashrus is kosher, since he knows it's not a pairs or Osnia. If he's not an expert on these birds, then a bird with one simon is forbidden to him, but he may eat a bird with two simonim, b'hushi yakir orev, provided he can recognize a crow and knows this bird is not an orev. So the captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simon, and settle for those who knew how to identify an orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a snunis levana, which reminds us, in one version, Rabbi Eliezer darshens lemino, according to its kind, written by orev, to include snunis levana, the white-bellied swallow, as prohibited under the category of orev. Eliezer was told that people of the Galil HaElyon eat it, but he replied, Avhein asidin liten is a din. They're destined to give an accounting and will be punished for doing so. So the captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simen, and settle for those who knew how to identify an orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a snunis levana, while the rest of the crew worked on eight svekos whose korkabun could only be peeled with a knife, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the eight svekos whose kurkuman can only be peeled with a knife. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The man riding a segue. Segue? That must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby, which reminds us, the Gemara identifies some of the non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah and the basis of their names. Rav Yehuda says the chasida is the white daya, and it's called a chasida because she'osa chasidus im chavroseh, it performs kindness with its fellows. So the man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby was riding away from a giant display counting the 24 non-kosher birds of the Torah, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the number of non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah. So the man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby was riding away from a giant display counting the 24 non-kosher birds of the Torah. When a hunter came up and told him that he had a masorah from his expert hunter Rebbe that the bird riding on the back of the segue was kosher, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Of Tawar Necho B'Masoras, a kosher bird may be eaten based on a tradition of having seen a scrupulous person eat it or having been taught by his teacher or learned hunter. Hunter is believed to say, Of Ze Tawar Masor L'Rabbi, my teacher gave over to me that this bird is kosher, and the Gemara clarifies that his teacher was an expert hunter. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we know that creatures without bones, such as insects, cannot live for 12 months? That's on Duff. Nunches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss the din of the eggs or offspring of a trefa? That's on daf. Nunches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss the four signs of kosher birds? That's on daf. Samachal. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss what one does when they find a blood spot on an egg? That's on daf. Samachdal. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss the number of non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on daf. Samach Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that one may not buy eggs beaten in a dish from idolaters? That's on daf. Samach Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you mean that if one was a bucky in identifying the pairs in Osnia, then a bird with only one siman of kosher is kosher, since he knows it's not one of them? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher as derived from the Nesher? That's on Daf. Samach Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss simanim of kosher and non-kosher eggs and purchasing eggs from idolaters? That's on Daf. Samach Dalet. Good. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.